Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget that when you make dua, then make dua for yourself and your family. Make dua for your community, your neighborhood. And make dua for the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he grants relief to the ummah. That He Azza wa Jal grants shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering and grants protection against the oppressors. Well, today we have a thought-provoking topic of discussion. Something that we should pay heed to and we should not get ourselves involved in. And we'll be talking about omens, superstitions, that superstitions have no place in Islam. Stay tuned for that. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So how about we make some good intentions? Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen, to empower myself with authentic Islamic knowledge. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey these messages to others. This is important for us, that if we want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, we have to practice. We have to practice for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want to increase our chances of getting more reward, then we should convey these messages. Even if I remembered one thing at the end of this program, the silsila, convey it to others. This is part of ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge, which can become a sadaqa jariya, a recurring reward for yourself even after you pass away. So stop wasting your time, your precious time, your short time in life, in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, in things that have no real benefit, like how so many people today. Hours on end will go by and they will be engrossed in the different types of games. They'll be engrossed on social media, just chatting away. When they can use that time and dedicate it to recite the Quran, to recite the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman, to recite salawat and durud pak, istighfar, to make sincere tawbah, to recite dhikrullah, to seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. Do your best every day to dedicate some time to learn about the deen, to be punctual with your daily salas and to perform them properly, to abstain from sins, practice the sunnah, fulfill rights of others, love and respect your parents, your spouse, your siblings, your children, and above all, to obey Allah and His Rasul. Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. These things will help us in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well. Inshallah ta'ala. Let's now request our team to go ahead and play a lovely kalam. Then we'll continue with the discussion, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ، میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ،
نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی، نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی، نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ، نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ،
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ،
نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی، نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی، سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ، سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ،
چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ،
یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے، آنکھیں رو رہی ہیں اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے، کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ،
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ،
وہ منبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ، وہ منبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ، ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ، ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ،
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا
رسول اللہ تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. These kalams are available. If you go to YouTube, you will find Dawood Islami's official page called Naat Production. You have a choice between Hamd Sharif, Naat Sharif, Manqabat, Munajat by wonderful reciters, professional reciters, and beautiful recitations. Get yourself used to listening and reciting also. You don't need the tune. You need the love. Recite along. Get your offspring also used to listening and reciting. These kalams will help us to develop that love for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. It will help us to develop the love of Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah in our hearts. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. You know, it's amazing to observe, to witness some individuals that although they may be walking around with a certain degree under their belt, they may be regarded as great orators, famous people, so-called successful people, yet they believe in superstitious beliefs, their superstitions, they hold to be true. They have this view that their belief structure, part of it is superstitions. They look at positive events as the results of good luck and negative ones as the results of bad omens, superstitions. So when they are faced with an adversity in life, they would attribute this to some bad luck, maybe the ill fate of a specific person, because I came across that individual, because this person entered my life, well, I met with that person, and then after that, all these things started happening. So they would attribute it to a certain person or a certain thing, that because of that person, because of this thing, therefore my life is in turmoil. Nothing is working out. Everything that I'm doing, it's just loss after loss. So they try to justify the negativity in their lives by using superstitious beliefs. That's why the true believer, he's courageous, he's brave, He doesn't worry that if a black cat passes me, or if I saw a snake in the morning, or if I saw this person or this happened to me, it's going to affect me negatively. He doesn't care about that because he knows that does not exist. It's a figment in the imagination of people. People make these things up. Like seeing some black dog or cat when you're going to work, when you're leaving the house, that, oh, today something is going to happen. Or the cats are making noise outside and they are sounding so weird. So something is happening. Nothing is happening. Or even they say a pregnant lady must not use the knife and cut something when there is a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. Otherwise, something bad is going to happen to the baby. Maybe the baby will be born deformed. Those are made up fairy tales that people believe. How? How does a person believe those things? Who taught a person to believe these things? That so and so said it, oh, I read it in a book. Have you read it in the Quran, in the Hadith, from the pious predecessors in any of their books? Or you are relying on people who have no deen, people who are themselves open sinners? How? Why follow them? Why listen to them? So there is no such thing as these things. It doesn't exist. It's made up fairy tales. And some people are staunchly, they believe in these things. This will affect one mentally and one's health as well. To adopt such superstitious beliefs and to attribute things that happen to us, especially negative things, to ill omens, is very detrimental to one's mental peace and health and happiness. A Muslim should have firm faith and belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is completely in control. He is in charge. Everything belongs to Him. Everything will return to Him. So therefore, the true believer is the most courageous and brave. That you can't bluff him with superstitious beliefs. You can't frighten him with these so-called ill omens. Because he knows, my Allah is in charge. What my Allah Azza wa Jal wants to happen, only that will happen. Even if you did see that black dog or cat, and if something negative happened to you, you don't attribute it to that. The believer's mindset is, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He willed for this to happen in my life, and therefore it has come to pass. I don't need to listen to X, Y, and Z who have no clue what they're talking about and make up fairy tales and say, oh yeah, because of I saw this person, I crossed the path of this person, because I had an argument with this person. Stay away from those fairy tales. The Islamic law gives us a ruling. When you assume a bad omen, don't act upon it. A believer, a Muslim, place their trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of everything, including our lives. What should be recited? La tayra illa tayruk, wa la khayra illa khayruk, wa la ilaha ghayruk. Beautiful. It means that, O Allah, there is no omen except your omen, and no good except your good, and there is none worthy of worship except you. So you put your full faith and trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing can scare you. All the man-made stuff up there, all those wasawis of shaitan, iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, whatever he wants to throw in front of you to scare you, to try and put your life into turmoil, Your coping mechanism is your firm trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I only worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. I follow the last Prophet of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't accept and believe in superstitions. In Islam, we are, however, allowed to take good omens. So once you read what was recited, then you should carry out the very thing about which they assume a bad omen. Somebody comes to you and says, oh, don't do this. It's Friday the 13th. The number 13 is a very unlucky number. You know what? You make sure you do that on the 13th. Because nothing is going to happen but what is meant to happen. If it's not meant to happen, it won't happen. So make sure on the 13th, you do that thing. And you put your full faith and trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 13. Do you know how many Sahaba they were, warriors they were on the battlefield of Badr, the expedition of Badr? 313. And double 13 equals 26. And 26th of Ramadan is the blessed birthday of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tamad Barakatum Aliyah. The day he was born. So 13, don't be frightened of it. I remember once I went into this one building. It was a skyscraper, tall, many, many floors. And I had to get to one of the upper floors. So I'm checking the buttons now, and I see there's no number 13 written over there. I saw 12A, 12B, and they skipped the 13. And I thought, I smiled to myself that, imagine, the owners of this building, the people in charge, I mean, they must be educated people. Surely, they must be educated and smart and wise people, but that doesn't make sense, doesn't add up that you'll accept fairy tales. You'll have a staunch, firm belief in fairy tales. Superstitions are fairy tales made up nothing. They are nothing. Subhanallah. You know what the Quran says? No misfortune befalls except by Allah's command. And whosoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. And Allah knows everything. Nothing is going to take place except by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, if you did do something on the 13th, and if something negative happened, this happened only because of the command of my Lord, the Sahajan. Not because it's the 13th. Death, illness, the loss of wealth, other calamities, they befall a person by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who believes in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has certainty that whatever occurs does so because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed it. And when a calamity enters a person's life, what do we recite? Istirja. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Any calamity. This is not only recited when we get the news that so and so passed away. Also, it's recited there. But any problem, any trouble, any calamity that enters your life, this is what you recite. Have you pondered over the meaning? Inna lillahi, surely. We belong to Allah. And surely, we are to return to Him. So we belong to Him, going to return to Him. No doubt in that. Even the person that rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not believe in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who worships some false man-made thing, a person who even does not believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all are going to return. He made us, He gave us life, He's going to take that life back. And He's going to resurrect each one of us. And how will it be when that rejecter, that enemy of Islam, when he is face to face with the angel of death? Can you just think about it? Imagine. And that's the time they will officially know the reality that they absolutely wasted their life running in the wrong direction. But it's too late. Like Fir'aun. Fir'aun, the cruel, evil, filth, who told people to worship him. When he saw the angel that had come to take his soul, because he had sunk to the bottom of that sea. And when he sees the angel, he went to recite the Kalima. And he's told to him, what now? It's too late. It's over. Now you saw. And you went to recite. How many people out there? Nobel Prize winners. Many, many awards. It looks like they portray this picture that they have everything and that they are the happiest people in the world. Yet there's a hole within them that's just growing and growing and growing. And then you hear from in the news, you read, so and so committed suicide. Rich, famous, had everything, seemed to be the happiest person in the world, ended their life. Unalived themselves, or has been admitted into rehab because of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, or addiction to gambling, or the person has some medical problem, some transmitted disease, or the person is on antidepressants because they are depressed. How? The hole is growing. If there's no ruhaniya and spirituality, that hole is going to grow. So the conviction that a believer, a Muslim has, that whatever occurred, it did so in accordance to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there has to be some wisdom of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu hidden in this. My Lord knows better. I don't know. This conviction keeps a Muslim at peace in every state. Some individuals have many misconceptions concerning the month of Safar. They consider it that no, this month you don't get married. It's unlucky. Calamities, illnesses descend. Muharram, no, don't get married in Muharram. It's a sad time. So these people will actually abstain from having programs in the month of Safar. They will say, no marriages in Safar. No traveling in Safar, no initiating business ventures in this month. It's going to be unlucky. It won't be profitable. People prepare a variety of dishes and they distribute them within their communities, believing that such actions, they can prevent the arrival of calamities associated with Safar. But there's no basis for this in Islam. Where did you get it from? Who taught you? Who brainwashed you? Show me. You won't find it anywhere in Islam. So why do you believe it then? Somebody's just messing with your mind. It's just spreading lies and fabrications and fairy tales, promoting these deviancies So why would you accept it? If we seek knowledge of the Quran and the blessed Sunnah, and we study the seerah, the prophetic biography, not only will we strengthen our iman, but we will also be able to identify what is correct, what is false. So that comes back to knowledge, authentic knowledge from authentic sources and authentic scholars. So knowledge of deen, to empower ourselves so that we can identify who's who out there, who is bluffing me, who is lying to me, who's making up fairy tales and superstitious beliefs that have no place in Islam. Let's look and listen to a lovely short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
If you're consumed by anger and a thirst for revenge, it's time to extinguish those flames. Let me remind you that we belong to a community led by the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who prayed even when he was pelted with stones. Yet, here we are, holding grudges, plotting revenge, and engaging in backbiting. We claim to follow the teachings of someone who forgave despite being wronged. Yet, we're still caught up in the cycle of bitterness and animosity. It's time to break free from this destructive pattern. Let's clean our hearts. We're part of a community led by someone who forgave everyone, yet we hold on to our grudges. It's time to let go. For the sake of Allah Almighty, let's put an end to this toxicity. Purify your hearts, let go of malice, and strive to express the forgiveness and compassion that our faith teaches us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always something to learn in this fragrant Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Whether you attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima, you attend the Dars, you listen to the Bayan, read the books, the booklets, the monthly magazine, or if brothers travel with Madani Qafilas, you're always going to be learning something. And something of benefit. Not like, by the way, oh cool, good to know that. No. Knowledge that is going to empower you, that is going to be to make you able to fulfill your purpose and to empower others as well. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, and the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyida Lady Fatima radiyallahu anha. They were born in the month of Safar. So who is out there that is discouraging us that don't get married in Safar? It is bad luck. It is, there's no blessings in it. Show us. Where did you get this from? Because we are telling you, Mawla Ali radiallahu anh and Lady Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, they made nikah in Safar. Subhanallah. Honestly, if marriage in this month was forbidden, would the marriage of these noble personalities have taken place in Safar? Do people think that this month only brings about failure? Of course not. Because the believer does not believe in superstitions. And also, subhanallah azza wa jal, this is the very month, Safar, Safar al-Mudhaffar. This is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Muslims victory. Subhanallah. Where? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the noble companions Ali Ridwan, they were blessed with conquering Khaybar in the month of Safar. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu protect us from having superstitious beliefs about things and taking bad omens from them. So bad omens are not good, are not allowed in Islam, because it's going to mess you up mentally, it's going to mess you up spiritually as well. It's going to hold you back. What's due to me is going to come to me. What's not due will never reach me. Subhanallah. Everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even those that make, you know, create the goals, the targets, that within this period of time, I must have accomplished certain thing. Within this period of time, certain thing I need to accomplish, and so forth. Don't let superstitious beliefs dictate to you. And don't let other people, whoever they may be, dictate to you if they are mentioning superstitious beliefs. Be careful, don't take the baby outside. Don't do this and don't do that. The baby is going to get sick. We're talking about superstitious beliefs. But on the other side, we do acknowledge that Nazre Bad Al-Ain, the effect of the evil eye, is there. It's a reality. But even that, some people don't believe in the idea of Nazre Bad, or Sihr, or Jinn, or Jadu, or Bandish. Some people don't believe in it. They look at it as superstitious beliefs. But how shaitan has mixed everything up. The same person will accept superstitious beliefs out there in the world, but then will not accept that Nazre Bad, something like Nazre Bad, is possible, and will regard that as superstitious beliefs. How shaitan has messed their minds up. So it's like they are part of those people that, number one, don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. So a part of the uninformed, the unaware, that lack authentic Islamic knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So it's important for us that we stay clear from all these wrong beliefs, and be careful that we don't transmit these wrongs onto the next generation, because many of us, we inherited these beliefs. We inherited it from our parents. But we're just satisfied and happy that, you know, okay, I learned this from my parents, so I'm running with that. That's not the way. A believer is not like that. He will learn from true scholars of Islam. He will learn the basics and fard ulum and about salah and ibadat from proper true scholars of the deen. He won't run to somebody who is self-taught or somebody that doesn't really have the interest at heart and will mention things that are found in the period of jahiliyyah, ignorance. There was once a king. His companions, they were going hunting, they were going towards the jungle to hunt. And they could hear sounds of horses, their hooves. It was very clear in the dead silence of the morning. Many passerbys would leave the path as they heard the sounds of the horses. until they heard the sounds of those things that, you know, they really thought like, what are these things? The sounds of horses' hooves. So the king, he goes, and the sounds get more clearer, more louder. Many passerbys, they would leave the path as they heard the sounds, because the king did not like anybody to come in his way when he would go hunting. So all the transports, the conveyances, horses and whatever of the king and his companions, they were passing by with great splendor through the city. As soon as the king reached near the city wall, he saw a one-eyed man. He was walking in the opposite direction, and he was walking carelessly. Instead of stepping one side, so the king and his entourage could pass, the king started to scream and shout, that see who's there. There's a person with one eye. He's coming in our direction. This is a bad omen. This cursed person, doesn't he know he must move out from the way? He must not walk in our direction. So when the royal procession is passing by, and this, according to the king, ill-omened one-eyed person who was there, this really made the king feel like, you know, we're not gonna think something bad is gonna happen. So the king turned to his soldiers and said, I order you to tie up this one-eyed person to the pillars, and he must remain there until we return. On my return, I will decide what punishment to give him. The guards, they carried this out, they tied him to a pillar. The king and his companions, his soldiers, they hurried off to the jungle, and he actually had a successful hunt. He hunted animals and birds according to what he was aiming at. He was very happy that he did not miss a single target. So he counted all the animals and the birds, and the minister said, oh king, today we had a very successful hunt. And so the companions were praising the king. In the evening, they returned to the city. They found that man. He was still tied up with the ropes. And along with the transportation, the transports of the king, a two-wheeled cart was passing with the loaded animals on it. So looking at the cart, the king and his companions, they were so very happy. They saw the two-wheeled cart with the whatever hunt they had done. The man addressed the king in a loud voice, O king, who is ill-omened, you or me? The guards of the king, they took out their swords and pointed at him. What are you saying? But the king stopped them. The person then said, O king, am I ill-omened or are you? Because you saw me, you thought I'm an ill-omen. But look at your hunt. I saw you and I'm tied to this pillar. Subhanallah. The king was actually ashamed. He immediately freed the person and gave him some gifts. So dear viewers and listeners out there, don't let any type of ill omen or superstitious belief put you down. Brush it one side. Those are just fairy tales made up by people. Be a courageous believer. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.